Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, fourth and final hour underway on this Monday morning. Nick Hale, Greg Stocker, Mary Walter is in for Dawn Stensland. 855-839-1210 is how you jump in. Morning Mystery Movie Clip coming up at 9:20 this morning. What's on the cut sheet? Part due at the bottom of the hour. We will also get to who on Twitter today in music history, and what is on tap coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. The segment brought to you by Wawa. With Wawa's new built-to-order wraps, it's all the flavor you love, wrapped up and ready to move with your day. Try an Italian or a bacon ranch chicken cheesesteak wrap today. That sounds really good, actually. Gotta have a Wawa. And don't go into Wawa and open up bags of chips and dump them on the floor and sit there and have your food with your kids. No matter how hungry your kids are.
These people should be ashamed of themselves.
I agree.
But they're not. There's no such thing as shame anymore. That's
right.
The problem.
Yeah. Because we put it on social media and millions of people watch it and say, boy, that's a shame. Boy, that's awful. Or laugh about it. And they're internet famous.
Yeah. Yeah, I went viral.
Yeah, exactly.
I was trending.
Yeah.
Hasn't been sober, says. While at the deli counter, I open the first couple of items that are cut. I pull out a few slices of bread, and I eat a sandwich while waiting for the rest.
Oh, that, come on. You can't wait. You can't wait until you get home to have a sandwich.
Wait, more egregious, there's no condiments? Like, you just eat it dry? Yeah, there's no, like, Miracle Whip or mustard or something?
Well, there's always mustard.
Mustard.
Thank you, Mr. DeSantis. All right, we got a trifecta of vice president stories to get to. We're going to get to Trump and his potential Veep, RFK, and the exclusive that came out over the weekend. But I think maybe the biggest one of significance comes from the Washington Post, as the columnist for the Washington Post, Kathleen Parker, wrote that Vice President Kamala Harris should, quote, step aside. She wrote this piece on Friday as she called for the vice president to step down after a, quote, disappointing performance, and has warned that she has become a burden to the Democratic ticket. She goes on to say the following. The Kamala conundrum comes down to this. She was picked because she was black and a female, a combo tantamount to job security. Now that she has become a burden to the Democratic ticket, Biden can't fire her. He can't risk alienating his base, full stop. The seriousness of this situation can't be overstated. Biden's diminishing faculties, notwithstanding his relatively successful State of the Union address and his increasing physical frailty, are concerning. Whatever the reasons, it is seen that Harris's role was to be quiet, lest she embarrass her boss with her sometimes inane, rambling remarks and a laugh that erupts from nowhere about nothing obvious to others. For the country's sake, Kamala Harris, you should step aside. First of all, Joe will never fire her. Secondly, she will never step aside as somebody that, quote, broke the glass ceiling. And the reason why she will not leave Joe's side and she will be on the ticket, I think, is twofold. Number one, I've been saying this for her entire tenure, she is legitimately the face of diversity, equity, and inclusion. She's the poster child of DEI. So if she's fired or stepped aside, it would be a public admission that the trailblazer of DEI practices was an unmitigated disaster and an object failure. But secondly, and Stocker has said this before, and I think he's really spot on here, the goal is get Joe reelected, and I'm not being a bad human when I say this, I think it's just the odds, there's a solid to good chance that Joe could pass away in his second term. And then who inherits the job? Who goes from the number two to the number one? It's distinctly possible, Mary, that Kamala Harris could be president in this country for a year and a half, two and a half years, if Joe doesn't live through his second term. So
yeah.
I don't see it happening.
So here's the thing. I kind of figured he wasn't going to make it through the first one, so nobody's more shocked than I that we're in this position. All right. I gave it 6 months a year tops, and here we are 3 years later, still weakened at Bernie's. So I don't doubt that. I seriously believe, like, even if he died during his second term, he doesn't do anything during the day. Is anybody going to notice? His schedule is he has lunch with somebody and then calls a lid. That's it. You know, his nurse brings the pudding and then at the end of the day. So no one's going to notice. So that's the first thing. And I just love to watch this because they can't. I just love that they painted themselves into a corner because he promised a black woman as his vice president. He didn't say competent and oops, that was his bad. So they got a black woman who's incompetent. He can't get rid of her now.
Right.
It's awesome. It's fantastic. Gavin Newsom thinks he's measuring the drapes for the White House, right? When Joe wasn't there, he snuck in that time.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're a white man. It ain't happening, honey.
Yeah.
You cannot leapfrog over a black woman.
Right.
Can't happen. It's right there in the rule book.
Mm-hmm.
So unless Gavin Newsom decides to, you know, transgender it or something, he's got to check a box, and it's just not happening.
Yeah.
So he's stuck with Kamala Harris. The only thing they can do is put Michelle Obama in because she's a black woman, so she can jump over Kamala Harris. But those are the rules.
Right. And we heard the report, I think it came out just over a week ago, that from her office officially that she was not going to be running for president in 2024. Mm-hmm. But here's the mm-hmm. double-edged sword to this. Here's where they're in a pickle, is if Kamala Harris were to step aside, which she's not. I mean, she's doing the abortion tour right now. So, I mean, she's you know, they've put her in this specific role, and that's to drive home the female vote with pro-choice and all of that. But they're struggling. The Biden administration is struggling right now in the market of two different demographics, the Hispanic voter and the black voter. I mean, according to many polls, Trump and Biden are neck and neck with Hispanic and Latino voters.
Right.
And also, Donald Trump is polling roughly around 22-24% with the black vote, which is up significantly from 2020, and which that is also up from 2016. So you know right now they can't ditch Kamala because that would further alienate the black vote. And then that leads me to the next story here. According to IA Polls 2022 on Twitter, interactive polls, they always put up all the different polls that you see from Emerson and YouGov and things like that. The Polymarket Twitter feed, which is a betting market feed, has Tim Scott as the runaway favorite from a percentage likelihood chance of becoming Trump's vice president. So there's no way that Trump could be, okay, I'm going to select a black vice president, and then Joe's going to ditch the female black vice president. It would be the double whammy for the Biden administration.
So here's the thing. If they leapfrog over Kamala, if he gets rid of Kamala, he loses the black female vote. The black male vote is definitely more Trump and has been more Trump since Trump ran the first time.
Yep.
And they are definitely moving over. Black men and also young white men who have grown up being told that they're evil, they're the devil, they're this, they're that, they're everything else, they are also moving towards being more conservative. The problem is single white liberal women. They are the bane of my existence.
Yeah, they are.
And black women who will leave Joe Biden because of Kamala.
Yes.
If they get rid of him. So it's the women that are the wild cards. Yay, ladies. It's the men. So Biden's losing black men based on merit, whereas he'll lose black women if he gets rid of Kamala.
Yeah. You're spot on. I mean, right now, the 28-year-old single female without children, college educated, with the "hate has no home here" sign in their front yard. That's the that's not just Trump's worst nightmare. That's not the bane of your existence. That's the albatross for the GOP right now. And that's where Trump really and when we were talking about Trump VP options, I said, for me, I think he needs to select a female, first and foremost. Secondly, a black vice president. Third, somebody of Latino or Hispanic descent. Like, we were talking about a report last week that Marco Rubio might be an option. Trump's doing well in that demo. I think Trump should select a female, whether it's Kristi Noem or Tulsi Gabbard. According to the Poly betting market, Tim Scott is the favorite at 24%. In a distant second, tied for second, Kristi Noem at 9%. Elise Stefanik from New York.
I like her.
I do too. 9%. She's the one that grilled Claudine Gay at Harvard most famously. Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley, 7%. Nikki's not going to happen at all. You might as well put that down to zero. Ben Carson at 6% and J.D. Vance at 5%. I can guarantee you this. I will, and if I'm wrong, I will eat crow. Trump's vice president will not be a white male. I think you can take that to the bank.
I agree. I think Tim Scott's a great pick.
He
worked with the administration. He helped with the opportunity zones. I would like him to see someone who knows the swamp and knows who to fire and knows who, you know, so that the same mistakes are not repeated as last time. Mm-hmm. So I would like someone like that. The people you're describing, and I have to give credit to Jesse Waters. They have an acronym for these women. They're called AWFLs. Affluent, affluent, white, female, urban, liberal, single.
Wow. AWFLs. AWFLs.
That's awesome.
I like that. That's well done.
Isn't it great? Because that's who they are. And we all know them. We all know someone who's like that. They're single because they either got divorced or men don't want to date them because they're miserable people. And so they're single, right? They're a lot of them are affluent because they live by themselves and their cats or whatever. White, usually. Female, obviously. Most of them live in the cities or in a suburban area around a city, and they're liberal. I know people like this.
So they're basically Keith Olbermann.
Yes, in a dress. Well, they don't wear dresses.
Right.
So in Birkenstock socks and pants that are too short.
Birkenstocks.
With pink hair.
I had a pair of those about 20 years ago.
They're the ugliest shoes ever made. They're horrendous.
They're not comfortable. Horrendous. That's the thing. I would wear them. I'd get blisters on my feet. I'm like, I'm throwing these away. I'm getting my old flip-flops out. Give me the old Navy flip-flops for 10 bucks.
If it's cold enough to need socks, put shoes on your feet.
Exactly right.
Stop with the socks and the sandals. It's disgusting.
I agree. The only time socks and sandals are acceptable is if you just got done competing in a competition of athletics and your feet are barking.
Yeah. My German grandfather used to wear his sandals, his leather sandals, very Birkenstocky looking, with white socks. So every time I see somebody doing that, I'm like, my grandfather, 1945, right there, you know.
People always used to get mocked for wearing Birkenstocks when I was in high school.
Yes.
They were like, oh, you're wearing the Jesus boots.
Yeah, they're ugly.
Yeah. Didn't go over
and Jesus
well
didn't wear them with socks,
That's
just
right.
saying.
He wore them barefooted. 855-839-1210. lastly, on the Veeps conversation, this was, I think, obvious. We all knew this was nothing more than a facade. Last week, the story came out that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had had conversations with two people outside of the political world, one being Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers, and secondly, a guy who's, you know, has a history in politics, but he was also a professional wrestler and broadcaster, Jesse Ventura, the former Democratic governor of Minnesota. And we all said that neither one of those are going to happen. It's nothing more than tabloid clickbait material, but we talked about it because that's what we do here. But now, according to Mediaite, in an exclusive, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to tap Nicole Shanahan as his running mate.
Exactly.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Who?
Wait, it's a dude named Nicole?
No. It's a female.
Female. A 38-year-old female.
A California-based attorney and entrepreneur who was once married to the co-founder of Google, Sergey Brin.
Yeah.
Here's a bit of advice from Nick Kale Consulting, LLC. Robert F. Kennedy, I would, as somebody that's been shadow banned and canceled, Mr. Kennedy, and shunned from social media, selecting somebody that was once married to somebody in big tech, probably not going to sit well with your base, I would presume. Because, you know, when you marry into that, you're kind of complicit to the censorship. Not a good look, but then again, it's also like, who the hell's Nicole Shanahan?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And also, young, I get it, 30-some-odd years old, that's fantastic, but what experience is she bringing to the table here?
Well, they say that they align on numerous issues. Quote, the campaign is also looking for a candidate who can help finance the ballot access initiative.
She's the one behind, she was the one, Mary, behind the Kennedy ad at the Super Bowl. You know, where they took the JFK 1960 ad and they just put Robert F. Kennedy's face in there.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one behind that. So she's been she's been funding a lot of his stuff.
Okay, so that may make you a good funder. Mm-hmm. It may make you a good messaging person. What makes you a good vice president?
Agreed. That's
a great, great, great point.
Well, I mean, he's never going to win anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
The
source said she might be infusing millions of dollars into the campaign to help fund the ballot initiative, which makes her attractive financially. But as Mary just said, however, she lacks the qualifications to actually do the job. So there you go. Although, I mean, at this point, RFK, you're going with Nicole Shanahan. I mean, so I guess Nicole Shanahan and Aaron Rodgers have something in common. Both have a lot of money, neither of which are very qualified to do the job. But we'll see. He's plucking away votes from Biden and, of course, from Trump.
It's funny to see the media last week break down over the Aaron Rodgers thing and basically smear and slander him for something that maybe he said 11 years ago.
And say nothing about her.
And they had this meltdown over it. And we said on the show last week, there was 0% chance he was picking Aaron Rodgers. He was just floating it out there to get publicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a genius move because it worked.
I guess Nicole Shanahan has no skeletons in her closet or hasn't talked about Sandy Hook, or else we would hear from it from the media by now, right?
Yep.
So there you go. All right, 855-839-1210. We will come back. Morning Mystery Movie Clip is on the way. Cut Sheet Part 2 at the bottom of the hour. It is Kale & Company, and this segment was brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group. Get special financing as low as 3.9% for 48 months on select new Honda models like the 2024 Accord, Civic, HRV, and Pilot. Visit Piazza Honda in Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, and Springfield, or online at PiazzaHonda.com.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale & Company, live here on this Monday morning. Nikhail, Greg Stocker, Mary Walters in for Dawn Senslin this morning, doing a tremendous job per usual. By the way, Mary, if you're watching on YouTube, she's broadcasting live from her shed.
Yeah.
Not in a shed.
Her she shed.
Her she shed. She shed she shells by the seashore. Try saying that 10 times fast. She just took her Christmas lights down yesterday, but they didn't go up until January 17th. So.
In all seriousness, our Christmas tree goes up after Christmas every single year because my husband and I work so much from Thanksgiving to New Year's. Our Christmas tree goes up every year, and we have a Christmas party in January.
Ah.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Every year for like 10 the last day because we work so much.
Yeah.
That we don't have time to do. We never have Christmas. We never have Thanksgiving. You know, sometimes we get New Year's, but yeah,
okay.
So everything goes up afterwards.
I gotcha. All right, 9:22 on this Monday morning. Let's get to our Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, hey, yo. Hey. Is that your car?
Yeah.
What's that thing get, 10 miles to the gallon?
Nah, try like 7. What about you?
Bio diesel, dog.
It smells like egg rolls.
Yeah, it does. Runs on leftover fry oil from Hunan Palace. But we try to ride bikes when we can, global crisis and whatnot.
Whatever, man. I don't care about anything.
Oh, you don't care about the environment? It's kind of f***ed up, man.
Think you know what it is? Call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Today, we have a great prize for you. In fact, all week long this week, Kale & Company will have a pair of tickets to TNA Impact Wrestling this Saturday, March 23rd. You will get a pair of tickets to TNA Impact Wrestling this Saturday, March 23rd, at the 2300 Arena in South Philadelphia. For more info and tickets, visit TNAWrestling.com. But caller 12 right now at 855-839-1210. If you can identify that movie clip, you are going to see TNA Wrestling this Saturday in South Philadelphia, March 23rd at the 2300 Arena. Good luck. 855-839-1210 is the number. All right, so last story of the day. I want to highlight this because I think it's absolutely comical that they do this. Mary, in my prior life when I was doing sports talk radio, this would always be the month where when you were kind of in between NFL free agency and the NFL draft in April, you had like 2 weeks because, believe it or not, talking about March Madness and college basketball in most big cities doesn't equate to ratings. Most people don't care. So we would do...
Heathens, all of them.
I know, those people. So we would do these ridiculous, you know, Field of 64 brackets with like actors. Or candy bars or cereals.
Okay. Fun.
That's what you had to do to get through for 4 hours a day, especially in Philadelphia when it was too early to talk pitchers and catchers and spring training Philly baseball. So I got to give OutKick a little bit of credit. This is I think the fourth or fifth year they're doing this. They have put together a field of 20, and they call it the Woke Challenge Bracket, where they are ripping all of these left-wing people in media, and it's news media. It is columnists, it's journalists, it's also, sports media and also actors or coaches or athletes. And you can actually see it on YouTube right now. Okay. And there's four different regions if you've ever filled out a bracket. So the upper left region is called the gaslighting region. The bottom left is the non-binary region.
This is amazing.
The top right is the toxic masculinity region.
Oh, this is great.
And the bottom right is the hashtag Me Too region.
I love this.
Wow.
Now, some of these names might not resonate if you're not aware of certain people in sports media, coaching, athletes. But there are some that'll probably stand out. The four seed in the non-binary region is Mark Cuban.
I love
Joy Reid and Don Lemon are battling for the four seed in a play-in game, it looks like.
At the Gaslight region.
At the Gaslight region with the winner to take on
great.
Rex Chapman. Down in the top right corner, you have a couple of NBA coaches that are left-wing nut jobs. Steve Kerr, who coaches in the Bay Area with the Golden State Warriors. And then down in the bottom right region, we have Cheryl Swoops, who used to be in the WNBA, who most recently says that only white people can be racist. It's an impossibility for black people to be racist. So hate is a one-way street, right? And then also number three, the three seed is Christine Brennan, left-wing sports columnist for the USA Today, who pretty much despises Donald Trump. And I think she's at the point where she should probably get out of sports and just work for CNN or MSNBC. So it'll be interesting to see the way this bracket plays out. But I would say this is probably the most creative bracket I've seen in a long time, because the whole bracket thing has kind of jumped the shark for many people in sports.
I love Karan Phillips from Deadspin being
in
this.
Oh, did I miss him? He's a one seed.
He's a one seed. I just absolutely love that. It's brilliant. I might have changed some of the regions.
Yeah.
You know, to go woke, go broke region. Uh-huh. You know, that's where Deadspin would be. Yep. You know, some others.
Uh-huh.
But you could have so much fun with this. I don't love this, especially since my Villanova Wildcats aren't in the NCAA.
Oh, poor Nova didn't make it. Maybe you should bring Jay Wright back.
Don't say that like all snotty to me. All right? Don't you get all uppity with me when it comes to that. I adore Jay Wright. When he left Villanova, we flew our Villanova flag upside down on our flagpole for like 4 days. So.
Was that a protest or a morning observation?
It was a distress signal. A distress signal.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I think you were with us at one point in the fall when that Deadspin story came out. So I just quickly want to get your thoughts on this, because now Deadspin has been sold off there, and they have basically laid off is the term to get rid of everybody. Are you surprised that it got to this point? Because they've survived like four different bankruptcies and reincarnations. Every time we think they're dead, they come back.
hence the name. But
that's a good point.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. They kept doing it. Right?
Yeah.
So if you jump out of a plane and your airplane and your parachute doesn't open and you survive, would you have somebody different pack your parachute the next time?
Yeah, probably.
No, they have the same stupid people continuing to do the same stupid stuff over and over and over again. Eventually, splat.
Well, they really doubled down on the racist hit piece of the 9-year-old kid. All you had to do was look at the it's, you know what, we should have a poll question. What is the biggest malpractice issue with the media? The fact that all the media this past Saturday didn't let the Trump clip play for 2 seconds longer, or the fact that Deadspin, all they had to do was look at the other side of the kid's face and he had red paint on the other side of his face where the other side was black. That's all you had to do, and you might still be in business today.
Yeah, well, that's going to be really tough because that's going to change on the daily.
Yeah.
Because the media is always doing something
that they're
not doing, committing some kind of malpractice. So that would just change every single day.
That's true. All right, we've got our...
By the way, allegedly there's some issues with the Odyssey app right now. So if you're listening on the Odyssey app, obviously just go over to 1210 WPHT or you can go over to youtube.com/@1210WPHT if you want to see and hear the video stream. It looks like our Odyssey app is down or something. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So thank you for that.
Yep. Let's
the IT department on that.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I think we've got our morning mystery movie clip winner. Paul is in Upper Dublin. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We are well. What movie clip did we just play a few minutes ago for you?
21 Jump Street.
That's correct. And you are going to 2300 Arena in South Philadelphia because you got the TNA wrestling tickets, pal.
Awesome.
Yes. Congratulations. Thank you for playing and thank you for listening, Paul. There he is, Paul, in Upper Dublin. Oh, I keep saying
and
Dublin.
Here I had thought that was an Al Gore biopic. Right, and those were just the younger years, like when he first got his first car. Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
All right, we will come back and get to what's on the cut sheet part due. That is next as we get closer to the top of the hour, Kale and Company. And first, a word from my friends at Blue Chew. If you're in need of that added spark in the bedroom, men, I've got the little bounce back for you. It is BlueChew.com. That's right, BlueChew.com. Promo code 1210. If you go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code 1210 right now, your first month is absolutely free. The great people at Blue Chew, they offer a unique, one-of-a-kind online service that delivers men the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable tablet at a much cheaper price. That's right. Just pay $5 for shipping when you go to BlueChew.com and use the promo code 1210 for your first month free. Stay fresh with Blue Chew. Confidence plus performance comes standard with Blue Chew. No embarrassing conversations, no pharmacies, right to your door in discreet fashion. Perhaps the only thing better than free is that it's made right here in the USA. BlueChew.com, promo code 1210 for your first month free.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Get us on the free Odyssey app. Richard Notaro says the Odyssey app is working again.
Yeah, I'm getting sporadic reports that it is working here and there, but you know I have that that little thing that shows you
tracking,
and it was definitely down for some people.
Oh, okay.
Because we lost a ton of listeners. And I know it's not anything we're saying.
I was going to say, was this something Mary said?
No, it was nothing.
I was going to say, I was waiting for to get blamed for that. No. I was just waiting for it. It's fine.
And it's also not working on my phone either, so.
Yeah, my internet's down here in the studio.
Mine's working.
It's unbelievable.
We're all going to Mary's. There's something about
Mary.
I can
fit a cup of you in the shed. We're fine.
The she shed.
Ah. All right, we got a lot coming up. We'll get to who won Twitter today in music history, and also what's coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. But first, let's get to What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet
Part 2? What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 is sponsored by United Tire. United Tire and Service has a pot of gold waiting for you. Now through April 2nd, all tires are on sale, plus extra savings of $80 on all Michelin tires and an instant $40 from United Tire. Visit UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone, drive United, UnitedTire.com. Thank you, United Tire, for sponsoring the ever important Monday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2. All right, we left off with Real Time with Bill Maher. Eric Holder was the special guest.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher also did a new rules on Biden's approval rating and the economy right now, where basically Bill Maher is telling you to suck it up because life has never been better than it is now because we have porn on our phones and they deliver packages to our house.
Oh, well, okay. Well, Amazon makes the world go round.
This is just a piece of his new rules from Friday. Cut 10, Phil, go.
And finally, new rule, being obsessed with your mental health is bad for your mental health. I've been thinking a lot lately about a puzzle many are struggling with. Why are Biden's approval ratings so low when things are generally pretty good? Now, of course, there are problems. America's a big place, but wages are rising. Unemployment is negligible. The stock market is soaring. We somehow brushed off both the Trump presidency and the pandemic. Yes, inflation persists for a lot of things, but, you know, an actual good, nice-sized TV now costs $60. Who gets credit for that? We've got next-day shipping, stuffed crust pizza, legal weed, GPS, and porn on the phone. Cheer the f*** up.
Got it. Cheer,
wow.
Cheer
so,
the F up.
So mega millionaire liberal elitist detached from reality for the last 30 years tells the common folk who lives paycheck to paycheck to screw off and quit crying. How dare you? Hey, you know that 58-inch Samsung that used to be a lot of money? You can get it at Target now for $58.
Or you could just walk out with it and it costs nothing.
Well, yeah, you're true.
That's true. That's
yeah, stick point. It in your shopping cart, run out, and put it in sure. the back of your Jeep.
Exactly.
There you go. Point.
Representative Mike Gallagher was on Face the Nation. We're talking about the TikTok ban that went through the House and is in front of the Senate right now. And he believes that a forced sale of TikTok absolutely could happen before the November election. This is cut four, Phil, go.
On the risks, we are 8 months out from the presidential election. And in the U.S. intelligence assessment that was made public on Monday, it specifically mentioned that the Chinese government propaganda arm used TikTok to target candidates from both political parties in those midterm elections in 2022. So we can only assume this is going to be happening in 2024 as well. Do you actually believe a forced sale will happen before November?
It absolutely could. It would be in the financial interest of ByteDance's investors to effectuate a forced sale. I think the user experience on the app would improve, and you wouldn't have this concern over being propagandized. The opaque algorithm influencing what information you see, that would go away. So I imagine it would actually increase in value. And I think all the more reason why we have to tackle this now. The closer we get to an election, the risk just gets greater and greater. You mentioned that unclassified DNI report. Every single intelligence community official that testified before the Intelligence Committee last week suggested under its current ownership structure, TikTok is a threat to national security, which is why we are trying to force TikTok to separate from ByteDance and by extension from the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, yeah, the sale could happen because they've told us it could take 5.5 to 6 months. So if you just look ahead to the calendar, that would bring us to mid to late September. You know, this is a big story last week, Mary. We talked about this in the Big Take and for multiple days on the show. I'm at the point now where I am opposed to any ban. What say you on the concept of this ban?
Well, do you think in the 1930s, 1940s, we would allow Germany to run some kind of program in the United States and allow our children to be part of it?
No.
Okay, there you go.
So you're okay with the ban?
I don't consider it a ban on free speech.
Okay.
Is we're not banning the speech. We're banning the company that provides the platform because we know they propagandize and they watch every single keystroke you make on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Chinese government tells ByteDance who owns TikTok to harvest all the data of you or of this person who works in the media or this or that, and then they want to dump it out there and use it to, in a way to silence you or to destroy your career or do the same thing to a politician because the Chinese government doesn't like them, they can do that. So I see it as a way of not allowing the Chinese to have all this information on Americans. You can say whatever you want, that's fine, but we shouldn't allow the Chinese to collect all of our data.
You know what's interesting, too, with TikTok is the difference in the actual application in itself in China versus here. In China, it's like an educational tool for children. Here, it's like a mind-numbing device where people just get lost doing dances and stupid challenges and things like that. But also, one thing to keep an eye on, this dropped late last week. I think it was Friday after we got off the air. SCOTUS ruled, speaking of social media, that politicians cannot any further block or mute citizens in society on social media, or they can run the risk of being sued. I don't know if people saw that, but that was a Supreme Court ruling that came down at the end of the week.
I believe you should have the right to say whatever you want, because I love, for instance, that, you know, very, very liberal women tend to dye their hair peacock colors, right? So that I can see, I see them in the wild and now I know who they are and I know not to engage. So it's the same thing on social media. Spew, please, because now I know not to engage you. I know who you are. I don't know. I'm fine with free speech.
The hair is the dead giveaway, but also the 100%. Weird eyeglasses and then the mm-hmm. nose ring. Mm-hmm. The nose ring is standard.
The nose ring, and then when they get older, they all dress like former military for some weird reason. They all have the khaki-colored pants with the socks and the Birkenstocks. I almost started a webpage. I was going to start a page when I was working in D.C., and it was going to be, you guess, aging hippie or rich white person.
Ah, that's a good game. We should incorporate that into the show.
Homeless. Yeah, aging hippie or homeless.
We need more
games
on this show.
Because I followed this woman one time who had on two different socks and in her Birkenstocks, and she had on khaki green pants that were too short and a military extra big jacket. And I'm like, oh, this poor thing's homeless. And she walked into an apartment building I couldn't afford to live in.
Really?
And their hair is always like the last time they combed it was somewhere around 1968, like Bernie Sanders. And they used a balloon, like they use a balloon to comb their hair. So it's all over the place.
So judgmental, Mary.
No, Mary.
I am right on. Dead on.
You are. By the way, check in and let me know if the Odyssey app is working for you. I'm getting some reports that it is, some reports that it isn't. It looks like it's ticking back up, so there obviously was a problem, but nobody seems to know what the problem is. So let me know if you're having issues with the Odyssey app, or if you're listening on YouTube or listening on 1210, just check in on the Odyssey app just to see if it's working for you. I think it's just our station, which kind of makes me wonder what's happening.
I blame the Chinese.
I blame the corporate overlords.
I'm going to investigate further after the show. Well, I'm going to take a nap, and then I'll investigate.
Okay.
Yeah.
You keep going after the corporate overlords, Greg, and then there'll be an opening. Then I can spring in.
By the way, speaking of openings, who's coming up at 10 o'clock this morning with Dawn Out?
Matt Rooney, hopefully. Oh. I don't know. I don't know if he's here or if he's not, but he's going to be here in 13 minutes, hopefully.
Okay.
So we'll see.
All right. We'll find out what he has on tap, or you'll just have to find out when we do at 10 o'clock. We'll do that as well as who on Twitter today and today in music history. It's a new wrinkle, Mary. I think you'll like it if you like music. And we're back after this on Kale & Company.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale & Company putting a bow on a Monday show. As we continue, 9:51, the Dawn Show coming up in just about 8.5 minutes. Matt Rooney in for Dawn at the top of the hour. Mary Walter doing a great job filling in for Dawn today.
Oh, well, thank you.
Always fun, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Even though you broadcast from a broom closet.
You know, that if you would like to come here and do some work to redo a room in my house, we could have a proper studio that fits your aesthetics, let me know.
I would not be an asset in home improvements for you, Mary. No. I would probably destroy things. You don't want me anywhere near your property.
We've established during the show that you can't do anything.
No. I mean,
can you drive a manual transmission car?
Hell no.
You can't?
No. I was always trained on automatic.
Yeah, that's
well, I did too, but then I learned how to drive a stick.
Do they still manufacture manual transmission?
They do. That's all we own. We have one car that is an automatic that I used to take to drive to Washington, D.C., but everything else is stick, and it's great because you can leave the keys in them, and they never get stolen because thieves are like you. They don't know how to drive
by the way, manual transmission. I will stick up for Nick on one thing. He has been an asset to this radio station.
Well, that's the only thing. If it wasn't for this microphone...
As far as anything else being handy, I would say no.
Can you change a tire?
No.
I can't do that either. No.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't change oil. I can't do anything.
I'm more of a dude than you. I can change a tire.
I can change a tire. I will say this.
I can drive a stick. I cannot pump my own gas because I refuse to learn because I live in Jersey and I don't do that. But We'll go over what I can do.
It's actually a shorter list than what I can't do when we have more time. Let's
somebody
wrap.
Married you. That's interesting.
Well, you know.
And then had children with them.
Yes. Yes.
Girls, though, see?
Yeah. Girls. Yeah. Two at one time. Buy one, get one. All right, let's get to today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale and Company.
Today, March 18th, we celebrate the birthdays of Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains and Jeff LaBar of Cinderella. We also lost John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas on this day in 2001 and Chuck Berry in 2017. One notable single, The Who's Happy Jack, was released in 67. Some songs that hit number one on this day include Penny Lane by the Beatles in 67, Night Fever by the Bee Gees in 78, and Heart of Gold by Neil Young in 72. Also, Steve Winwood announced plans to form Traffic in 67, Daryl Jones replaced Bill Wyman in the Stones in 94, and lastly, in 2002, the Talking Heads, Tom Petty, and the Ramones all got inducted into the Rock Hall of Fame. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
Nice job, Philip. And this Talking Head is almost done for the day as we find out who won Twitter today.
Who won Twitter?
I'm going to give it to Eric the Red. He says, okay, Greg, I know you don't have the big TV budget, but at least DoorDash a Starbucks Grande over to Mary's She Shed studio. After all, we start at 6 a.m.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
We start at 6 a.m. Amen.
There you go.
He's my favorite person today. Yes.
Eric the Red wins Twitter on this Monday.
Mary.
Thank you, Eric.
An absolute pleasure, as always. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are welcome. All right, stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next with Matt Rooney in Dawn's chair, and that comes up in just about 5 minutes. Everybody have a great rest of your Monday. We'll talk tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., and as John Fetterman would say,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.